Nick and Jake. A nostalgic look back at those halcyon days of the McCarthy era. A journey through literature and history, starring Alan Arkin, Tom Conti, and Ally McGraw. Previously on Nick and Jake, Larry Darrell fell in love with regime change.
This is better than tantric sex.
But something Marjorie said was eating at Nick.
She said, "I could never make a woman happy because of the way I was built."
Hotel d'Angleterre, Kongens Njortorp, 34, Copenhagen, Denmark, April 23rd, 1953. Dear Christine, get a load of the enclosed PS from Nick. Is he trying to drive me crazy? I've given the okay to Hamburger, the Stein Erickson of sex surgery, set to Schluss tomorrow morning at 10. I'll be damn glad when this thing is over. Worst case, I guess, is no worse than it's been the last 30 years or so. Best case, well, what the hell is the best case, anyway? Did you know that the Bible has a special section for people like me? It's Deuteronomy 23:1. He that is wounded in the stones, or hath his privy member cut off, shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord. Well, that tells you something, doesn't it? The way I look at it, and I say this with the full piety of someone who's never left the church, technically speaking, it tells me that the kingdom of God, at least for a man, is a woman's cunt. There's probably no equivalent for women, which is maybe why women tend to me to be more devout than men. They have no kingdom of God on the earth to distract them. Here's a question for you, my love. Now that you're a woman, do you think about sex less often than you did when you were a man? I'm being serious now. Nick's a man, so he's got to think about it most of the time. But Christ, he talks about that damn cock of his all the time, or at least whenever he's tight. Jesus, I never saw a man so bloody insecure. But his gangster novel wasn't written with his cock. I wonder what his next book would have been like if he'd written it. Says he's writing again now. Maybe he's ready. As Mehitable says, toujours gay, kids, toujours gay. All's for the best in this best of all passable worlds. Your old bear, Jake.
Alden P. Carraway, by hand, Tehran, April 23rd. Larry, I'll do it, and I appreciate the confidence you've shown in me. Mossadegh is no fanatic. I'm sure he'll listen. And I'll emphasize that America has no intention of interfering in the eternal affairs of a friendly country. I won't let you down. Alden.
Encrypted and decoded 423 from Irving Kristol to Kim Philby. Philby, MI5 will need to coordinate with us on this, so be prepared. After Iran, the French government is going down, and we're getting our ducks in a row in Indochina. You should have all the code names on file. If we plan it right, the Reds will never know what hit them. The communist states will fall like dominoes all the way to China. Kristol.
Alden Pyle, American Embassy, Tehran, April 24th. Dearest Brit, I've just had the most remarkable day of my life. I met for over an hour with Dr. Mohammad Mossadegh, one-on-one. What an amazing man. Dr. Mossadegh was grave but gracious. I explained to him that I was there not only as an American diplomat, but as a humanitarian, and he greeted me in the name of humanitarianism everywhere. He added, however, that since I was an American diplomat, he felt it incumbent upon himself to express his displeasure at the American government's stated position of recognizing the Shah as the leader of his country, when the Shah was now nothing more than a fleeing criminal, the leader of a failed coup. I told him that I didn't know anything about that, but that America has always stood with the poor and downtrodden of this earth. Then I got to the heart of my mission, the harassment of American citizens in Tehran. They get threatening phone calls, often delivered to innocent children in language to which children should not be exposed. They are harassed on the street when going about their business, even nannies pushing strollers. Their automobiles are vandalized, headlights smashed in, tires slashed, upholstery ripped out. I appealed to him as a man of decency to do something about this situation. He didn't say anything at first, just looked at me. There was sadness in his eyes, and something more that I couldn't identify. I just got the feeling he had seen more, and felt more, and thought about more in his lifetime than I can ever imagine. He sat quietly for a few moments longer, and I almost thought he had forgotten I was there, and maybe he had. Suddenly he stood up without looking at me, walked to a telephone in the corner of the room, and dialed the chief of police. His voice was heavy. "I cannot countenance what is happening to visitors to our country," he said. "Ours is a culture of courtesy. We must put an instant and complete stop to all rioting in the streets. Thank you." Brett, Larry was right. He understood Mossadegh perfectly. The man is a responsible leader. I believe Iran is in good hands. Love, Alden. P.S. Larry says he has another assignment for me. I'm not sure what it is, but it's in Indochina. I can't tell you how it feels to be finally involved in a meaningful way in doing some good in the world. PPS. For reasons of security, and for more personal reasons, I will be dropping my surname and from now on using my middle name, which is Pyle.
Kempinski Hotel, Berlin, April 25th, 1953. Dearest Jake, do I think less about sex? Oh, much less. I don't know how you men ever get anything done. You know, for as long as I can remember, I've been interested in what makes someone one sex or another, and it's not always as easy as you'd think. Have you ever heard of the slipper limpet? You've seen them, even if you haven't heard of them. They're little shellfish, and you see them in clusters at docks like mussels, one on top of the other. They're always one on top of the other, with the girls underneath. I like that. The girls are always a lot bigger, which is a lot more common in nature than you'd think. So is losing your male equipment, for that matter. With some spiders, after the male is through servicing the female, it breaks off inside her. With a limpet, the pile goes from big mamas on the bottom to little males on top. But the little guys on top are persistent. They don't call this species Crepidula fornicata for nothing. They'll extend their little wee-wees down 4, 5, 6 shells, as many as it takes, till they find a female. So you'd think the guys in the middle would be having the most fun, the lowest male and the highest female. But it doesn't work that way. You see, the big mamas on the bottom weren't always big mamas. Once they were little males. And as they grew bigger, they also changed sex. So the ones in the middle, they really are in the middle. Not boys still, not girls yet. I guess all my life I've felt like a crepidula, mostly without the fornicata. But like that gender-jumbled fellow in the middle, and like that poor drill sergeant at Fort Dix, it means a lot to me to be held properly by someone who'll give me strength and nurturing, erotic tenderness, and more than anything else, the sureness that it's me he's holding. I never felt like that any more completely than I did with you. And let me tell you this, you old bear. You're all man, and you always have been. You're no crepidula. And whether or not this operation of yours succeeds, and it will, Dr. H is a genius, you'll never have to send your wee-wee out probing around corners and under shells. Any woman who truly loves men will be coming to you if you let her. We'll have our time together, I know that. Maybe not a long time. I can see where your destiny is heading, even though you can't yet. And I'm destined to be Christine Jorgensen, with all the good and bad that it will come to mean for the rest of my life. But I'll always love you. Good luck, darling. Break a... well, I'm not sure what. Anyway, I guess by now the deed is done. I can't wait to see you. All of you. Love, Christine.
Nick and Jake was written and directed by Jonathan Richards and Tad Richards, with music by Dave Grusin. Featured in the cast were Alan Arkin as Jake Barnes, Ali McGraw as Christine Jorgensen, Darren Bluestone as Alden Pyle Caraway, and Jack Caffrey as Irving Crystal. Tune in next time to hear Davey say,
"So, did you hear the news? Daddy made a citizen's arrest today."